Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Purdy Insurance. Visit Purdy Insurance on Market Street in Sunbury or visit online at purdyinsurance.com. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
You have to give the suit credit. He's always looking for a bargain.
Yes, that is very true.
And it shows. All right, so time now for our play-by-play call of the day.
And the pitch. Swing and a ground ball left side. Beatty's got it. Double pumps. The throw is wide at second. They don't get it out. Brett Beatty with a bad throw to second. McNeil couldn't handle it. A run is home. Everybody's safe. Kicks the pitch. And it's high ball four. Brandon Marsh walks to drive in a run. Him kicks and deals in the pitch. Way inside. It did hit him. It hit him, and the game is tied. And we do have ice for that.
Yeah, we do.
6-6 as Kyle Schwarber hit by a pitch with the bases loaded. Two balls, two strikes on Turner. Breaking ball, that hit him. And that is a 7-6 Phillies lead. The second straight batter hit by a pitch, and this time he forces in the go-ahead run as the Phillies lead this game 7-6. Turner drives in his third run of the day.
Get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
And, for example, what is Walker's ERA?
Isn't it like 4-something?
No. No.
Oh, he has pitched better.
He didn't pitch that well. What was his ERA is what? 7.50.
Oh.
There you go. It's what I tell everybody all the time. The numbers are the numbers. Hey, you can get so enamored. I know he's only made 7 appearances. And I'm sure his ERA jumped a lot because he gave up 3 earned runs and no innings pitched, so it went up. But you know, you walk 3, you hit 2, you make an error, and guess what? You're 35-42 for a reason. That's because that's how they played. And a big part of what goes on with teams, a lot of people have stars. Okay. And we know that the Philly stars are easy to identify. Kyle Schwarber, Castellanos, Bryce Harper, Realmuto, okay, Trey Turner to a point. Those are but really it's Harper, Schwarber, Castellanos. Those are the 3 stars of the team. It's how you surround them. Alec Bohn surrounds. Bryson Stott surrounds. I think Trey Turner's a surround guy. He's not a star. Okay? It's how you surround them with the other guys that make a big difference. Right? And your stars have to be your stars. You know, for the Mets, their stars, Lindor, Alonso, right? Those are their stars. Right? And neither one, and Alonso's been hitting home runs, so let's give Pete Alonso credit, but he's only hitting .226. He's got 24 home runs, but he's still hitting .226. And Lindor, he's not the same player he was in Cleveland. He's hitting .221. And he's even worse at home. He's only .209 at home. My goodness. But the guys they surround him with, McNeil's a .260 hitter, Marte's .258. Vogelbach's .218. Kanya's .241. I mean, just no better than okay. Hey, there's just no better than okay. You know, Beatty made the error. He got two hits yesterday. He's up to 243. He's into the 230s before that. Like they just, the Mets have, they have stars, but they're just okay. And I'm sure they expected exponentially more out of Carlos Carrasco. He's 6.19 ERA. He's been lousy. Okay? It's how you surround your stars. Right? That was the Phillies made, I thought, some really good decisions early in the 2010s, and it didn't work. They picked out several guys to be their core group. They picked out Chase Utley, Jimmy Rollins, Ryan Howard. Right? I mean, they picked those guys out to be the part of their core group. I think Chuch Ruiz to be the core group, and then they were going to build around them. And they didn't do a good job of building around them. That was the problem they had. Because your stars can't be the stars every single day. But you know, it's, I mean, that's what you need to do. It's the guys that fill in around them. I mean, you go back to when the Yankees won their championships in the late 90s. Now, you're looking at, they had Jeter and they had Posada and they had Bernie Williams, and right? They had all those guys, right? But who's the one of the key guys? Scott Brosius. Well, Brosius isn't going to the Hall of Fame. But he did his job. Tino Martinez, not in the Hall of Fame. Absolutely did his job in the field and at the plate. It's how you fill in around these guys. That's the art of roster construction right there. How do you fill in around them? Some guys that can make some contributions right when you need it. All right? Right when you need it, somebody steps up. 1995 Rose Bowl, Penn State, Oregon. Everybody remembers Kajana Carter. It's a team that had Bobby Engram, had Freddie Scott, had Kyle Brady. Yet who was the guy that made all the big catches in the game against Oregon in terms of receiving? Joe Jarivicious. He hadn't done much of anything during the season, but when the time came, he stepped up. He was ready. Wasn't the star going in. Everybody knew who he was when he left. And Chuck Penzenich. Chuck Penzenich had two interceptions in the game, the only two of his career. You know, not a star. It's the people that you have to fill around the stars. Now, when you have a star that's not performing, and Giancarlo Stanton is an example of that, then it is a big problem. He's even answering questions now about, like, why aren't you doing it? I mean, he got a hit yesterday. I thought they were going to give him a parade. These are your people, okay?
Oh, my almighty!
That's why you talk about Volpe hitting 195. Bowers 222. I'll tell you a guy that is a perfect example of that Randy Cross quote about best 5 years, I only want your two best, is DJ LeMahieu. He gave him a couple really good years. He has not been very good this year. I mean, those are the guys you're trying to surround yourself with, guys that are very good players but aren't stars, to then mix in with your stars. The Mets don't have that. The Mets concentrated so much on the stars that they did not do a good job of filling in around the stars. Last year's Phillies team that went to the World Series did a brilliant job of filling in around the stars, and they made a run. It's same with every team. I don't care if it's basketball, football. I mean, the Sixers have the star of one of the truly great stars in the league in Joel Embiid. Right? They've got James Harden. But we've talked about over and over again, they have not filled in well around them. Right? I mean, they tried to move Tobias Harris. They can't. Nobody wants him. Nick Nurse is looking forward to working with Tobias Harris. Yeah, sure he is. It's a nice statement to make, but there's a reason you're trying to move him. You know, it's... And that's, you know, and that's the job of management, as to how do you fill in around these guys. And in baseball, yeah, you have to pay a luxury tax, but you can really spend anything you want. And the Mets have. The Mets have. But they have not done a good job of filling in around. And Lindor has not performed like a star. Alonso was hit for power like a star. But they have not filled in well around them. So when they're not going well, these other guys can pick it up. That hasn't happened. Same thing's happened with their pitching staff. They spent a lot of money on that pitching staff. But guess what? You need guys that can pitch the sixth through the ninth inning, and that's a problem for the Mets. And showed up yesterday. But roster construction is difficult to do. I mean, Dave Dombrowski with the Phillies has, over the years, done a great job. You, on the other hand, want to tar and feather Brian Cashman.
It's getting to that point, yeah. And I'm getting to that point with Hal Steinbrenner, too.
Do you, for example, tell your kids this? I mean, I just think it's a bad example.
No, but they do know that Aaron Judge is not playing and Daddy's not happy about it.
So, in other words, ever since he went on the injured list, those kids have just been sitting there?
All right.
Yeah, but he's not playing, so he's just going to sit? So the kids have done nothing but sit there since he went on the injured list?
No, we well, just say, you know, let's go well, Yankees, well, that's all.
What kind of household are we running here? I mean, it's like, I mean, I'd let him go out and play.
We're working on that, too, yeah.
Well, no, I'd encourage it because this guy ain't coming back for a while. I mean, really.
That's what I'm telling them. They still just love singing the song, that's all.
The song?
Yeah, I told you about this. They come up with a song that they like me to sing on guitar. It's just made up about Aaron Judge.
Dare I ask?
I like to say I'll rise when Aaron Judge hits a home run. I like to say I'll rise when Aaron Judge hits a home run. I like to say I'll rise. I like to say I'll rise. I like to say I'll rise when Aaron Judge hits a home run.
We need a break. Back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
I think he's retired, isn't he?
As far as this season, he might as well.
He's played as many games in the last 3 weeks as Carl Yastrzemski has. All right. I mean, come on. And as, you know, I know Buck Showalter was asked the question after the Phillies game, why not Adam Ottavino and why not David Robertson? I believe that They've only pitched each of them twice in the last 10 days. I mean, you finally get the high leverage situation. You got to use their high leverage guys if you haven't overused them. And they haven't overused them. That's a legitimate question. Why not use your high? I could see if they pitched them the night before, like they pitched them Friday night and Saturday night. I could see that. And like, all right, I don't want to do it 3 days in a row. That you have to sit back and say, look, he's managing the season. But when each one of them's only made like two appearances in the last 7 to 10 days, that's not overusing them. And that was the spot to use them in. And it was great for the Phillies. It was great for the Phillies, but not great for the Mets. Did you see the Angels put up 25 runs? Beat the
yes.
Rockies 25-1.
But then the Rockies won the next day.
Right. Yeah. After they traded Moustakas. Moustakas was he sitting there going like, maybe it's me. Even though he's got the World Series ring. But yeah, Ohtani only had one hit in that grouping. One. No. 25 runs. Somebody texted that. They sent me a message. And I said, what? They only had 5 home runs? That's it? Come on. 25 runs. Yikes. That's quite a game. And actually, what the Angels are playing pretty well, right? They're right there in the thick of it. They're behind Texas, but they're playing pretty well, right?
Yeah, they are playing some good ball right now.
It's good. Yeah, maybe they can make the postseason. They would be the focal point of the postseason if they made it. Only because people would be curious about Trout and Ohtani. That's not what you wanted to hear. Can't stand when someone...
No, they should be.
Not the focal point.
It's got to be Aaron Judge. Everybody wants to see him strike out.
I just thought last year he should have been the MVP. That's all. I love watching Ohtani play.
The Angels are 5 over .500. They're in third place, 6.5 back of Houston. But they're 5 games over .500, which is solid. That's solid. I think the Yankees are ahead of them, right? Yeah, the Yankees are ahead of them. Yankees are playing 551 ball. Oh, good. You're 4-6 in the last 10. That's very impressive. What's your payroll again?
That would be $275 million.
Did they give it all to one guy?
Two. One of them I totally disagreed with at the time, and that would be Giancarlo Stanton, who actually did something yesterday.
So I said, I heard there was going to be a parade.
Yeah. I mean, you would think it.
Miami, San Francisco, the Dodgers would be the wild cards in the National League. Division leaders, Atlanta, Arizona, Cincinnati. American League, Tampa Bay, Texas, Minnesota. Wild cards would be Baltimore, which has been great. The Yankees and Toronto would be the ones right now. Very impressive. All right. Just trying to think of ways that we can avoid talking about your song. Let's...
I didn't say it was very original.
the goal of the show is to keep listeners. Okay. They asked the players what their top expansion picks were. Guess which city got 69%? And this is a survey of active Major League players. Guess what was number one? And like 69%. I know you want to say New York, but no. It's Nashville. Second is Montreal at 10%. Charlotte's third at 5%. Austin, Texas, 5%. Portland, 4%. Vancouver, 2%. Salt Lake City, 2%. Others receiving votes included Orlando, Raleigh, Durham, San Juan, Puerto Rico. They said the most polarizing city on there. You know what the most polarizing city was for the players?
I'm guessing either New York or Philly.
No. These are expansion cities.
Oh, expansion. Oh, okay.
No. Portland.
Oh.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance. Laurel Arkin Street in Sunbury, go to purdyinsurance.com. Auto, home, life, business. As well as motorcycle, boat, RV, and terrific job of saving money as well. It could be bundles. We're allowed going across state lines, just trying to make sure you're fully insured and get the best price. It's all because they believe the customer comes first at Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. We're in the Sunbury Motors Studio, Sunbury Motors 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. So the Athletic, their staff, did a poll of Major League players. If you were starting a team today, who was the first player you would sign? Number 7 was Yordan Alvarez of the Houston Astros. Number 6 was Julio Rodriguez of the Mariners. Number 5 was Mike Trout of the Angels. Number 4, getting 5.8% of the vote, was Adley Rutschman of the Orioles. Third, with 9.7% of the vote, was Ronald Acuna Jr. of the Braves. Number 2, with 14.5% of the vote, was Aaron Judge of the Yankees. And number 1, with 45.6% of the vote, was Shohei Ohtani. Which team do you think Shohei Ohtani will be playing for next season? Other teams receiving votes include the Cubs, the Mariners, the Blue Jays, the Red Sox. The Yankees were 5th at 6.3%, the Mets at 7.2%, the Padres 7.2%, the Angels 11.4%. 57.2% of the players said they thought Ohtani would be with the Dodgers next year. Potential expansion city. I mentioned this already. This is among the active players. Orlando, Raleigh, Durham, and San Juan received some votes. Salt Lake City got 2%. Vancouver got 2%. Portland, 4%. Austin, Texas, 5%. Charlotte, 5%. Montreal, 10%. Nashville, 69%. 69% for Nashville. Oakland, by the way, did not get a vote. One player said, quote, definitely not Portland. Another one said, it's like a small town. I think they'd rally around a baseball team. Okay. Okay, are the new rules good for the game? Okay. Banning the shift. Got, let's see. Banning the shift, the average was about 4 out of 5. Bigger bases, 3.7 out of 5. Pitch clock, 3.7 out of 5. I'm banning the shift. If I was a left-handed hitter, I'd probably care more. Another, teams still shift away. Another one said, quote, I hate the shift rule. I gave it a 5 on banning the shift. I love making cool plays and getting hits on the other hand. Bigger bases. I'm a first baseman. For safety reasons, I like it. Anything to keep us safer, that's great. Another one said, this one's kind of worthless. I just think it has a minimal impact. I don't think it's good. Another one said, too many stolen bases. The game has changed too much. Somebody else said, bigger bases have no real effect. People are stealing more, but it's not because of the bases. Pitch clock. It's too fast, and the operators are different. When we're on the road, I always feel like I have less time. Another one said, I'd say this is a 5, but there have been a lot of pitchers' injuries this year, and I want to see how it plays out through the whole season, if there's any correlation between clock and injuries. But otherwise, it's been great. Everyone runs the clock differently. Some teams run it fast. Some teams run it slow. Some teams, soon as the out happens, the 30-second clock starts. Some teams wait for the ball to get back to the infield before the clock starts. It's got its pros and cons, but overall, I think it's good. It shortens the games. And it's saving our bodies. It's saving time. Should the pitch clock be different in the postseason? 61% said yes, 39% said no. And when different, they're talking about 20 seconds for every pitch instead of 15 with nobody on base. That's what they're talking about. How often are labor issues discussed in the clubhouse? 59.5% said the same. 32.9% said less than usual. Only 7% said more than usual. Again, they have that all worked out. I mean, they already have their basic agreement. But that's the players' poll, and there are about 100 players, give or take, that participated in that. I think the rules have been good so far. I would be okay with them doing 20 seconds every pitch instead of 15 with nobody on base. Let's let it go. Let's go 20 all the way through. That's fine. I think it's easier. And I think the pitch clock should not start until the ball's in the glove of the pitcher. Okay? That's another key part. It cannot start until the ball's actually in the glove of the pitcher. And just interesting to get the players' perspective on it. They're the ones that have to live it. Now, we watch it and live it too. But they have to play through the rules. They have to make it work. There are fewer pitch clock violations now, if you notice. So that's been a plus. And all the anger lately has actually been at the replays. That's been all the anger lately. It's how the replays have played out. And I don't really care about really don't care too much about voting for the All-Star game. I don't know if you do. I guess this is the 207th vote you made for Aaron Judge? It's kind of a lot.
You know what's funny? I actually don't vote for the All-Star game. I never voted for the Pro Bowl or anything like that either. I just
I have no interest in it. But they're doing this thing now where, like, there's one, and now there's a second set, and you start from zero? Really?
Yeah, that seems a little excessive.
I mean, I didn't vote on... I've never voted for the All-Star game, even when they handed me the ballot in the ballpark. Here, vote for all the Red Sox. Like, here, take it back. I don't think you'd like how I vote. I don't think they're all-stars. always love that. And don't forget, it's okay. I always love when they put it on the field. Vote for Devers, Michael. Hey, you wasted paint to do that? Come on.
I don't know why. It's just one of those things where I just can't be bothered doing it. And I don't know why, because if a guy that I like or felt should have been on, whether it's a Yankee or not, and I complain about it, well, then everyone's like, well, you should have voted. Well, yeah, I guess that's true. But I guess it's just one of those things where I just don't want to be bothered doing it. I don't know why. It's not even that hard to do. I just haven't done it.
I mean, I barely even watch the game anymore. It just doesn't... half the time you feel like, man, not playing tonight, but voted into the game. Okay. So they asked Max Scherzer. There have been teams that have not done well to this point in the season. The Phillies, okay, remember last year at one point they were 8 games below .500, right? Got a 9-game winning streak early June. Got a playoff spot. Got to the World Series. The Braves in 2021 did not get over .500 until August. The Nationals, when they won the whole thing in 2019, they were 12 games under .500 until the final week of June. And then they won. So the Mets are in that spot right now. And you, of course, are rejoicing over it. You enjoy other people's pain because your team's not really winning championships, it's not giving you any joy, so your joy has to be in other people's defeat.
I did enjoy another late-inning meltdown by the Mets.
So they asked Scherzer this, and this is something that we do talk about in sports all the time. Joe always said, and I'd heard Joe say this once, I heard him say it 200-300 times, take care of the little things, the big things will take care of themselves. Okay? And that is a problem that people have in any business. You got to take care of the little things. They may be mundane things, but you can't take care of the big stuff unless you're taking care of, quote, all the little stuff. Scherzer said it's all the little things right now. He said we have to do a better job of holding runners, fielding balls. We have to do it cleanly. We have to avoid violations. He says... They said, well, I mean, what do you have to do? He said, every little thing. And he's right. Now, remember, the Mets last year won 101 games. And guess what? They played good baseball last year. Played good baseball. But here's a big one for them. You know, we talk about your late inning meltdown. You know what the Mets have been outscored in the first inning of games this year? 54-21. And that's a lot of times where you're playing from behind. And I'll tell you right now, when it's happening over and over again, it then starts to wear on you mentally. Because now you're playing uphill. Oh, here we go. We got to play uphill again. But that's what you have to do when you have a grind like this. And you'll see that the common thread, like the Braves had a 9-game winning streak the year they came up and won. The Nationals had, what, a 9-10-game winning streak. Last year the Phillies had, what, an 8-9-game winning streak. What did they start to do in those streaks? They took care of the little things. Held a runner on. Crisp on a double play.
right? Ball goes in the hole, right? Guy's on second, and it's an infield hit and not a hit to the outfield because somebody got to it and kept it in the infield, and then the next hitter struck out, and there are no runs. Taking care of the little things, advancing a runner when you need to. That, you know, it's all those little things that we talk about all the time. You know, Bill Belichick talks about do your job. Well, do your job is part of doing all those little things. Right? The little things don't make the highlights on SportsCenter. They don't make the highlights on SportsCenter. But they win. They set you up to win the games. You know, a big thing is a Rhys Hoskins home run in the playoffs last year. That's big. But think of all the fundamentally sound plays the Phillies made in those games. And in that game, that put them in a position where Hoskins' home run meant something. All those little things that they did to set up Harper's big home run in the playoffs. Holding a runner on base, making sure that they didn't get an advance. You know, being clean in the field. Throwing to the right base. Hitting the cutoff man. Throwing strikes. It's little things over and over again. In every sport, it's like that. The Celtics, for example, dealt Marcus Smart, ended up dealing him, to Memphis? And they got Porzingis out of the trade. Smart does a lot of things really well. He's a really good defender. He can turn it on and have good offensive games like he did in Game 6 against Miami. But he also has a tendency to get a little lackadaisical with the ball and sometimes to make a soft pass because he thinks everything's clear. When you've got to be crisp and clean on every play, that's doing the little things that I'm talking about. I've been around a lot of successful teams in my lifetime. I've been very fortunate. And it's given me a lesson over and over again in watching practices, and then it translates into games of doing those little things, those things they practice over and over and over again that come to fruition in a game. And it makes such a big difference in the quality of the team. Yeah, you have to make big plays at big moments. Singleton rips off an 87-yard touchdown run on the Rose Bowl. DeAndre Lambert-Smith makes an 88-yard touchdown catch right after that. You know, big plays. But they're all set up at one point or another by quote, little things that were done. Somebody else ran an underneath route to help clear it out. Right? Shelton throws a big block that took out two guys. Clifford looked to the sideline right when they brought the safety up to play cover zero, right? And he did the quick look, and they snapped it. Little things. Singleton did the big thing. He went 87 yards, but it was all the little things that they did to set it up. And sometimes you do, when we talk about people knowing how to play, that's part of it, because the people who really know how to play the game do take care of the little things all the time, which then sets up their big things. Okay? And that's important. And that's, you know, you talk about the Mets, they imploded late, you know, but they've had some bad first innings. And right now, they aren't taking care of the little things. They're sloppy. The error, the hit by pitches. I mean, that's bad baseball. That's not taking care of the little things. I'm not good enough. I need to nibble. There's another walk. Great. Just, you're here for a reason. Just pitch. You know, doing your rehab so you can get back for maybe four more games for the season. No?
No, senor! No, senor! No, senor!
Sure does miss a lot of games. All right, we'll come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing, they can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Hi, this is Season. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855. Visit our website at purdyinsurance.com or check us out on Facebook to see what we can do for you.
Under the category of a sporting event I have no desire to watch, Klay Thompson and Steph Curry are going to play golf against Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce on TNT Thursday night at 6:30. What the heck do I want to watch that for?
Yeah, I hate these things, too.
Really? I mean, they're made for TV. I got it. But, like, I just have no desire to, like, I want to watch four guys play. Give me Roy McIlroy, Colin Morikawa. You know, it's like, come on, you know, pick two other guys. Whatever. Now I'm in. I don't know. It is that time of the year. It's the time of the year Major League Baseball needs to make some hay. Because this is the one time of the year they've got the cycle to themselves. Now, you know, later this week, you'll start to get some free agent news about the NBA because Sunday is the day they can start actually signing. This is the legalized tampering week. And we've been, I mean, I've floated the suit's name to everybody, hoping somebody would tamper.
As far as I'm aware, I haven't seen anything or heard anything yet on that front.
It's like trying to talk to penguins in Antarctica. It's, I don't know. I look at them and like, take this guy, please. I'm like, no, we're good. Ugh. Then I had to take a picture of him on Wednesday. So, what does the guy look like? He's got that Kmart Philly shirt on. Probably wasn't a smart move on my part.
You can just do it, say what Rob Manfred said. That's all. Then you're good.
Even the bulb with the blue light blew out.